Stay down, Nate hissed at Art. Don't move.
Is it him? The water guy?
No, cop.
And Alex?
Still inside. And Alex hadn't seen the new arrival. He was moving toward the front counter, plastic bottles in his hand. Nate screamed in his head, trying to force Alex to look over, to just turn his fucking head so he could... And Alex did just that. One moment, his attention was focused on the store clerk. The next, his head jerked toward the window, eyes narrowed in time to see the deputy pull himself from the sedan. He wasn't looking into the store. No, his attention was focused on the truck. He nodded at Nate when he saw him inside, and it looked like he was going to walk over. Instead, he turned back toward the store, closing the door to the sedan behind him. Nate felt a hand tightening on his knee. He looked down. Art's forehead was resting against his thigh, her fingers digging into his jeans. Art, he whispered. Art? She didn't answer him. Shit, he muttered, glancing back up at the store. The deputy was inside. Alex was at the counter. The deputy was moving toward the coolers, but then he stopped. He glanced back over his shoulder at Alex. Then he looked out the window at the truck. Come on, Nate said. Come on, hurry up, hurry up. His thoughts were racing. They were, get out, and what's taking so long? And it's fine, everything is fine. And then came a voice that wasn't his. And it said, Alex, 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 please don't leave me. Please be safe. Nate knew that voice. He turned slowly to look down at the little girl sitting on the floor of the truck. Her eyes were closed. Her chest rose and fell. And then he heard a third voice, rough and deep in his head, and it said, be ready. Be ready in case we need to move. If you have to, you leave with him. He'll keep you safe. Nate is... The door to the convenience store opened. Alex, whose voice he'd heard in his head, was walking toward them, a hardened look on his face. Nate's skin was crawling. Art sighed against Nate's leg. She said, you felt it, didn't you? Before Nate could answer, another voice called out. Hey, you there. Hold up a minute. The deputy had followed Alex out the door. Alex was only halfway across the parking lot. He stopped, squared his shoulders, and turned toward the deputy. Yes? The deputy wasn't smiling, but his hand wasn't on his gun either. That's your truck? Yes. Nice rig! Thanks. Thinking about getting myself a truck like that. That right. Sure is. Got a Ford right now, but my daddy had a Chevy when I was a kid. I loved that truck. Alex shrugged. Don't have any complaints. Washington, huh? Alex didn't respond. The deputy stood a few feet away from him. License plate. Washington. Yeah. On a trip? Me and a buddy. Where are you headed? South Dakota. The deputy nodded. Strange route to take from Washington, all the way up here. We went through Glacier. Pretty, right? Sure, Alex said. And Nate decided, right then and there, that if they got out of this, if they managed to escape without seeing the inside of a prison cell, he was going to make Alex work on his small talk.